My pretty Betty, I now must leave thee. The drums doth summon me away. I must confess it sore doth grieve me. I can with thee no longer stay. When we are parted, be thou true-hearted. You will not change thy mind, I know. In thee my favour shall never waver, though I must to Virginia go. When first I did behold thy feature, my senses all were set on fire. Thy beauty bright and comely stature, which caused me for to admire. The fates prevent me for to content thee, which fills my heart so full of woe. I cannot tarry with thee to marry, for I must to Virginia go. Long time I have been true and constant, as thou thyself didst always find. I never proved false one instant, nor ever was to thee unkind. My dear, believe me, and do not grieve me, since thou dost see it must be so. My fortune I will now go try, for I must to Virginia go. Had I £1,000 to leave thee, although it were in good red gold, not half so much it now would grieve me. To speak the truth, I may be bold. Whatever thou requirest of me, thou never heardst me answer no. Therefore content thee, do not prevent me, for I must to Virginia go. 'Tis for promotion and for honour that I must sail upon the flood. I'll venture under England's banner, although I lose my dearest blood. For unto danger I am no stranger, when stormy winds are loud to blow. I'll not forget thee, my dearest Betty, though I must to Virginia go. When Betty heard his resolution, and that he was so fully bent, her senses all were in confusion, and thus with sorrow she did lament. O stay, quoth she, and do not venture, lest that you break my heart with woe. Leave not this city, but take some pity, and do not to Virginia go. I prithee, dearest, do not forsake me. Thou knowest I love thee more than life. According to thy promise, take me, and let me be thy wedded wife. Leave bloody wars and wounds and scars to them who love did never know. Whilst I will ease thee and strive to please thee, then do not to Virginia go. But if thou be resolved to wander, and nothing can thy fancy turn, I'll march under the same commander, and never stay at home to mourn. 'Tis my desire in man's attire thy comrade to appear in show, and day and night yield you delight as you unto Virginia go. Oh, no, quoth he, my dearest jewel, that may not be in any wise. Upon the seas are dangers cruel, and many storms do there arise. To stay at home, then be contented, whilst I do fight against my foe. And is thy mourning till my returning, for Virginia go. Take here this ring which I do give thee, my dearest, and do not complain, for with the same my heart I leave thee until that I return again. I hope hereafter for to embrace thee, then suffer not those tears to flow. For when I am absent, I will be constant, although I do to Virginia go. And so farewell, my dearest Betty, a thousand times farewell, my sweet. I now afford thee kisses plenty for to remember till we meet. If cruel death of life deprive us, I'll meet thee in the shades below, where we together shall be forever, although I do to Virginia go. When Betty saw her lover parted, she senseless for a time remained. Being so kind and tender-hearted, at length her spirits she regained. And then a thousand happy wishes she after sent her love to show. Then home returned, and there she mourned, whilst he did to Virginia go.